Unit 4. Act Your Age. Pages 133 to 135.
Tanaika. Part 2. My Idea. Grandfather was in charge of the training for Tanaika. For a month, he taught all the kids how to catch food and eat insects. I felt sick, and Roger turned green. I knew one thing. I wasn't going to eat any insect, no matter how hungry I got. And then I had an idea. Why didn't I think of this before? I went to my teacher's house. "Mrs. Richardson," I said, "would you lend me $5? I need some things for the Tanaika ceremony, and I don't want to ask my parents for the money." "I'm happy that you will use the money for something good," Mrs. Richardson said, giving me the money. The night before the Tanaika began, my grandfather gave us a speech about how much we would learn and change from the ritual. Our parents and friends told us to eat a lot since we would have to eat insects for the next 5 days. "I'll probably laugh about this when I grow up," Roger said, shaking. "Are you shaking?" I asked. "What do you think?" answered Roger. "I'm happy to know that boys are afraid too," I said. At 6 the next morning, we kissed our parents goodbye and went off to the woods. "Which side do you want?" Roger asked. There was a rule that we had to be in separate parts of the woods, and we couldn't talk at all during the 5 days. "I'll go down by the river, if that's okay with you," I said. "Sure," Roger answered. "What does it matter?" To me, it was very important. There was a marina a few miles up the river, and there were boats there. I thought that a boat was a better place to sleep than in the woods. "Good luck, Mary," my cousin said. "Nekonata," I replied. It was the Kaw word for courage. The sun was shining, and it was warm. But my bare feet began to hurt immediately. I saw a berry bush that Grandfather had told us about. I tried to eat one of the berries, but it tasted terrible. I watched a rabbit hopping around and heard some birds in the trees. Suddenly, I realized that I was no longer afraid. Tanaika might be more fun than I thought. I got up and walked to the marina. Ernie's Riverside restaurant was open, so I walked in. I felt a little silly in my bathing suit. A big man at the counter asked me what I wanted. "A hamburger and a milkshake," I said, showing him the $5 bill. "That's a lot to eat for breakfast," he said. "That's what I always have for breakfast," I lied. 45 cents, he said, bringing me the food. Back in 1947, hamburgers were 25 cents and milkshakes were 20 cents. Delicious, I thought. Better than insects. And Grandfather never said that I couldn't eat hamburgers. While I was eating, I had another idea. Why not sleep in the restaurant? I went into the ladies' room and checked that the window was unlocked. Then I went back outside and played along the river.